Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Binabana ng RBA ang cash rate. Ito na nga raw ang pinakamababang level sa history, no? 0.1%? I-enlighten nyo naman kami. Ano bang ibig sabihin ito?
No, this is really good news for Australians. Kasi this one, the goal of the rate drop ng RBA is of course to boost the economy and of course to provide more jobs, to grow jobs. You have to remember, we just came from a recession, right?
Yes.
This is the first recession in history in the last 29 years. And that was because of the coronavirus pandemic, diba?
Mm-hmm.
And so what the government is trying to do is trying to get the Australian economy back and for the Australian economy to grow. So that's why last month, diba, pinag-usapan natin yung mga yung announcement ng federal government dun sa budget nila, diba?
Yes,
you've got the tax cut, instant asset write-off, help for first home buyers. So itong RBA announcement, talagang tinutulungan niya yung gobyerno para maiangat yung economy. There are two different bodies, ha? Ang RBA is different from the Australian government, federal government. So dalawang sila, yung monetary policy is coming from the RBA, the fiscal policy is coming from the government. Nagtutulungan yan, dalawang yan, para maiangat yung ekonomiya natin.
Mm-mm. Nakakatuwa, napaka-proactive, di ba? At balanse ang pagtulong.
Oo. And of course, pagka medyo ito ang ano dito, 'di ba? Ang gustong mangyari ng gobyerno natin is manumbalik yung confidence ng tao, ng consumers.
Yes.
Para hindi sila natatakot kasi syempre nung nangyari dun sa pandemic, ang tao ayaw gumastos. Nagtatabi lang ng pera. Tapos natatakot sila kasi syempre pag mawalan ka ng trabaho, paano ka naman, 'di ba?
Mm.
So nung time na yon, nagsisave lang ang tao. We had the highest savings rate, diba?
Grabe,
at that time.
No?
Oo, talaga. Pero ngayon, ang gusto nila is medyo lumabas ka, kumain ka na, gumastos ka na.
Mm.
And at the same time, ang gusto nilang i-restore dito sa ginagawa nila is business confidence. Kasi pati yung mga negosyo, paano ka naman makakapagplano kung ganyan alam mo na hindi mo alam kung saan ka, anong mangyayari, diba? Siyempre, hindi ka naman pwedeng mamili ng equipments, mag-hire ng tao kung hindi maganda yung nakikita mong future. Pero ngayon, alam mo, ang nangyayari, nakikita ng mga negosyante, tao, uy, hindi tayo napapabayaan ng gobyerno, yung economy natin, mukhang gaganda na. So talagang panahon na pa, okay lang, magpaplano na tayo, pwede na tayo siguro bumili ng bahay, eventually bumili ng kotse, yung things like that, na dinang planuhin ng mga negosyante, bibili ng equipment, mag-hire ng tao. This is what the government wants you to do.
So, iikot na talaga ang pera ulit sa ekonomiya. Pero paano po ba pwedeng sulitin ng mga kababayan ng mas mababang, yung cash rate or interest rate na sana maipasa sa mga banko na sabi nila mananatili daw mababa for a long time. So, how can they, you know, get the most out of it or make the most out of it?
Ang sinabi ni Governor, ni RBA Governor, that cash rate, the 0.10 cash rate, will be there for the next 3 years. He doesn't see it moving up in the next 3 years.
Mm.
So, ang hinihintay ko ngayon is for the bank to pass on the cash rate drop. This is a 0.15 cash rate, diba? Mm-hmm. Na drop sa cash rate. And so, that means, of course, savings again. For if you have a mortgage of $400,000, ang savings mo is around $33 a month. I think from the time na nagsimula ng mag-drop ng cash rate ang RBA, ang savings na ngayon ng isang household with a 400,000 mortgage is around $1,000. From the time na nagsimula siya from 5%, tapos bumaba na 4, 3, 2, 1, di ba? Ngayon, less than 1%. Siguro mga $1,000 na nasisave na isang may utang sa bahay. And so, yung 1,000 na yon, di ba, is, well, of course, you can save it, but of course, it's also time for you to, like, let's say, if you're a person, pag nilagay mo yan sa banko, hindi yan kikita.
Totoo.
Yung kawawa yung mga savers, di ba?
Mm-mm.
So, like, let's say, if you have $10,000 ngayon, in the next 3 years, halos $10,000 lang yan. Walang masyadong iaangat yan.
Mm.
So, ang ano mo dyan is, okay, if you're in the market buying your first home, today is the opportunity for you to do that. If you are a business owner, and you know that the business will grow eventually. Ngayon, I mean, like, we have a positive outlook right now. Mm. Consumer confidence is back. It's about time to start actually talking to your bank, pwede ka nang umutang to expand your business, di ba? It's not a good time for you to just sit there and just wait for, you know, and be afraid. Medyo maging bold ka na.
Pwede na maging bold and brave, mangutang.
Bold and brave, oo. Pwede ka na mangutang. And if you're looking, and the property market is actually starting to turn back.
Ang bilis, ha?
Resilience, oo. During the pandemic and during the recession, resilient yung market, hindi talaga mamabagsak. Believe ka nga eh, nakakatuwa, di ba? And I think it's because of what the government is doing. And right now, based on data that's coming back, talagang ano na siya, medyo umaangat na siya. Umaakyat na yung presyo ng mga bahay. Hindi, konti lang. Mm-mm. Pero that's a good indication na paganda na. Hindi na yung babagsak yung presyo. So the property prices have not been affected. And so I think if you're like an investor, kung gusto mo nang magsimula, kasi investors were sidelined during that time. And now, if you're an investor, you might as well start looking, baka pwede na mag-invest sa properties, imbis na ilagay ko sa banko. And banks are starting to relax their lending. Kasi sabi ng RBA, abay, magsimula na kayong magpautang. Hindi naman pwedeng nasa banko lahat ng pera. Kasi ang daming pera sa banko ngayon eh, dahil sa yung perang binibigay ng RBA, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So, ang gusto ng RBA, magpautang yung mga banko. Mag-relax na sila ng lending. Ang lifeblood ng economy is credit. Hindi mabubuhay at nilalago ang economy kundi dahil sa credit. So the interest rate, the very low interest rate environment is a chance for us to start investing, to start a business if you want to grow your business as well. So it's a very good opportunity for Australians to do something.
Ayan, so do something, be proactive, at huwag hayaang nakatenga lang sa banko ang inyong savings. Look into investment options. And siguro ma'am, dahil ang promise ko sa inyo ay 10 minutes lang tayo mag-uusap. Ano po ang final message ninyo, no, para sa siguro general finance advice para sa ating mga kababayan na sabihin natin, you know, they have a little bit of cash in the bank, medyo liquid, pero medyo takot, or basta anyway, expertise nyo yan. Go ahead, talk to them.
All right. I think it's a good opportunity for you to have a look at your financial situation at the moment. Look at everything, yung mortgages nyo, yung mga binabayaran, yung ano, interest rate sa bahay nyo. I-check nyo na, pumunta na kayo sa banko, tanungin nyo kung pwede pa nilang ibabasa. If you're getting 3%, you have to be getting lower than 3%. Nasa 2% na dapat at simula ng interest rate nyo. A 0.50% drop in interest rate for a $500,000 mortgage is a $2,500 a year savings. So that's something you should need to look into. Because the interest rates are so low at the moment, if you're a business owner, if you're looking at expanding your business, today is the right time kasi ang daming binibigay ng gobyerno na incentives for you to be able to grow your business, di ba?
Yes.
And so this is something to consider as well. Saving is okay. You have to have that emergency fund in there, but look into investing na. If there are, pag may mga ano ka na dyan, may mga equity sa bahay nyo, o di ba, pwede ka na mag-invest sa properties kasi mababa ngayon ang halaga ng mga bahay. Paakyat na siya. No? That's how it's looking. Ha? But I cannot say in the next, hopefully the pandemic is controlled.
Right.
The economy starts growing na and things like that. So these are the factors that we will look into in the next month or two, the next 1 year, 12 months, di ba, para makita natin na habang lumalago, dapat din lumalago din yung pera nyo.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.